Good morning. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. I am Matt Jordan here on this snowy Friday morning. And on this Friday morning, the second Friday of the month, that means we've got Senator Virgil Peck on the line with us. How are you this morning, Senator?
Oh, I'm doing great, Mr. Jordan. I appreciate the opportunity to be on the Mighty 690 KGGF to visit with you and the listeners listening in.
Well, we enjoy having you on once a month, twice a month sometimes, if we've got that extra Friday. So as the, you guys are kind of, you pass the halfway point, you're kind of coming down to the nitty-gritty of this time of the year, especially when it comes to passing different bills and stuff. And as the vice chair of the tax committee for the Senate, I know you've been working on a few things. You've got some bills that have come through that have had your eye and some regarding tax.
Absolutely. It's been a little bit challenging the last 2-3 weeks because just like down here in Southeast Kansas, Topeka has experienced weather changes that are pretty significant. And so there's been days when we weren't able to have session in the Capitol, which meant we weren't able to have some committee meetings, which means now we're running a little bit behind on some legislation that legislators would like to see accomplished, but we are going to have a really full week next week. They told us to plan to work on the floor of the Senate every day, but in the tax committee, we are doing several things that are of interest. We did get a bill across the floor of the Senate, and that is Senate Bill 282. Matt, it's one that's got a lot of different provisions. I will just hit some of them briefly and then one of them because it's going to be the one that I think is going to have the most interest to the listeners. We'll talk about it a little bit more extensively. But this piece of legislation had tax credits for Kansas's aerospace and aviation industry. Oklahoma particularly is really competing to take our aviation industry, which is very heavy in Wichita, and of course we've got good portion here in Montgomery County as well. So we're trying to make certain that we do what we can to keep that industry in the state of Kansas. There was a provision in 282 that I have been pushing for some time, but I'm not the one that proposed it. It will basically freeze the property taxes for senior citizens and 50% or more disabled military veterans. The base year would be 2021. What that means is whatever your taxes were, we'll say, for example, it was $1,000. If they go up to $1,050, the taxpayer would still go ahead and pay the $1,050, and then the state would refund the $50. And the reason it's set up that way is so local units of government would continue to receive their revenue. There's an income tax credit for teachers who purchase classroom supplies. It's set at $250, which I'm not sure is high enough because a lot of our teachers, they're good people. They are going to go above and beyond, and they're going to spend more than that to purchase classroom supplies, which we could talk about that at length. But I personally believe it's not the teacher's responsibility. I think it should be the school district, but the teachers are stepping up and doing that. So we thought, well, let's give them tax credit for having spent the money. There is a provision to enact the Kansas Housing Investor Tax Credit and Kansas Affordable Housing Tax Credit. And what that boils down to, Matt, is we're trying to incentivize developers, builders to build more housing in the state of Kansas. Right now, with construction costs and material costs, it's difficult to have a house built that then you can sell. So we are looking at giving some tax breaks for these houses because it's important for every community, and particularly here in our community, we need more housing because we've got some jobs and we would like to have some better paying jobs, but housing is an issue, so we think this is something that would be a benefit. And then an amendment that I put on the bill during floor debate would increase the residential property tax exemption from the current $20,000 to $65,000. Now, just a little information on that. The state assesses 20 mills on statewide on residential property for money that we collect that then is supposed to go to schools, well, it just goes into the state general fund, so we can't really say that it's designated for schools, even though that's the school of thought, pardon the pun there. But for easy figuring, I'll just give some examples. If a house is appraised at $20,000, then it's assessed by the Constitution at 11% or 11.7%. The first $20,000 of that $100,000, and I don't want to get lost in the weeds here with numbers, but is exempt. So that means that you're only paying taxes on $80,000. Well, that was first implemented in 1997. And we all know houses prices have escalated significantly. And I put in a formula. It's called the Case-Shiller U.S. National Price Index formula. But if that had been in place since 1997, the exemption would be at $65,780. So I just rounded it to $65,000. But what that means is any home appraised at above $65,000 would have a $65,000 exemption on the 20 mils. And just to wrap this up, it would save $103.50 for every person who has a home valued at $65,000 and above on their property taxes. I really believe it's important, Matt, we do some things to reduce property taxes in the state of Kansas, because that's the biggest complaint legislators hear when we are out and about. So this is a real opportunity. This does need to pass the House. It did pass the Senate 33-4, overwhelming bipartisan support, all these provisions in one bill, and so we'll see what the House does with it.
Yeah, I, you know, being a part, yourself being a part of the tax committee, I know that taxes is generally one of those, you know, big issues that it is brought about, and it sounds like this is going to do some good to help with that. I hit on a couple of things that you mentioned in there. The one for school supplies, I think that's good. I mean, the state, obviously, in the last few years, what, 3-4 years, has had its issues with school funding. So anything to kind of help out teachers or help out with that, I think is a good deal.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. And it depends on a person's perspective. We've got listeners right now, Matt, that are listening that say schools are way overfunded. We've got listeners who say schools are way underfunded. Depends on your perspective. When you calculate state, federal, local, it's right at $16,200 per student average across the state. So that's the reason I said in my comments that I think schools should be providing classroom supplies. And actually, I guess I'm an old guy. When I was in school, my parents made certain that I had all my school supplies, ruler, paints, paper, pencil, et cetera. But again, our teachers, they step up where it's needed, and they are doing this purchasing of school supplies, classroom supplies, and it's just not their responsibility, so we want to help them out.
Absolutely. Well, you're not too old, because I remember having to go back to school supply shopping with my mom, and so I mean that's been around. You know, I guess if you're old, that makes me old too. So I don't know how we'll look at that there. But
well, I've often thought we were the same age.
Well, yeah, we're close.
Appreciate
knowing that. So the other thing that you mentioned on property taxes and housing, the one thing that I hear all the time since I've moved to Southeast Kansas is getting jobs into the area, but then it's hard to get people new jobs because there's nowhere to live. And I know Coffeyville has kind of worked on some different housing initiatives with building houses. So anytime you can kind of get some breaks for people to build houses in the area, I know that is something that the people in Southeast Kansas are going to be happy to hear.
They are. And I really am pleased with what Coffeyville is doing with some initiatives for new construction of housing. And of course, there's some money that's coming in from at the state level and so forth, but local money. But yeah, you're right. Coffeyville's taking a lead, which is good, and we just want to go in a little extra incentive to have more housing across the state of Kansas, and my focus is, of course, going to be Southeast Kansas.
All right, well, let's talk a little bit about redistricting. We talked you know, intensely about statewide redistricting when it comes to, you know, Congress and how those congressional district works. But now you guys have to work on the local level as well, what the state Senate, state House looks like. And I know that we talked to Representative Blex last week about what they're doing on their side. And how is that kind of, you guys, I think last night or yesterday evening, released the Senate side of that?
Yes, that's exactly correct. We have dealt with the congressional maps. Of course, it's much easier to draw four districts, the four congressional, than it is to draw 40 for the state Senate, or even more difficult for 125 House members. But yes, yesterday afternoon, actually I think it will be read in today onto the Senate floor, the legislation that will introduce three different Senate maps. Now, we've got one that we legislators, Republicans, have been working on. We introduced, the minority party, the Democrats, also introduced a map. And then there is an outside group, the League of Women Voters, who have introduced a map. And I'll just be blunt, the League of Women Voters map, I don't think stands a chance, because they carve up several counties. And focus is always to try to keep counties whole. So I guess from the get-go, I've looked at that. I'm not going to ignore it, but I just don't see it standing a chance. But I have, of course, am focused on Montgomery County, because that's where I live, and Senate District 15. And the map that I am pushing for in Senate District 15, of course, that's where I've had discussion with the leadership on the Republican side. I'm going to back up just a little bit. Currently, Senate District 15 is most of Montgomery County. It does not include the Elk City area, most of Labette County, not including Stopa, and then all of Neosho County. So the map that I am pushing would change the boundaries to where it would be all of Neosho, all of Labette, all of Montgomery, and then because this district had the most significant loss in population, I'm pushing to add Chautauqua County and Elk County to the Senate District. So Senate District 15 would change, not significantly, but add a couple counties to get to the level that is needed for population. And that is, if anyone cares, is called the Liberty 2 map, which, Matt, is always interesting to me. Every one of these maps has a name. I don't know why we do it that way, but we do. But Liberty 2 is the Republican map. Eisenhower is the Democrat map, which they have worked hard, in fairness to them, and I realize that they're focused on certain things. But in that particular map, Senate District 15 would be Montgomery County, Wilson County, Neosho County, and most of Labette. Again, they're carving up counties, and carving up counties in rural areas is just not going to fly if it faces a court challenge. Courts don't like it when you carve out counties, and this one has a carve-out in southeast Labette, and then it also carves up Bourbon County in southeast Kansas. So we shall see which map passes, but I am confident we will be working on that on the floor of the Senate this week, because we've got a lot of heavy lifting to do due to missing several days in the past.
All right. Well, it sounds like you guys are going to be busy next week because of, you know, some missed time for the weather. So, hopefully you can enjoy the weekend before you get into that busy session. At least the weather's going to be good next week.
That's the good news, is there should not be any weather hindrances. So it could be a little stormy inside the Capitol, but hey, that's part of the process. So, yes, we'll get after it. It's not like we've been sitting around, but we didn't have, for example, yesterday's session because of the weather up north. I was there. We had committee meetings, but no session. So, yeah, we got some catch-up to do, and we'll be working hard to get things accomplished, hopefully some good things for the citizens of Kansas.
Absolutely. All right, Senator Peck, we appreciate you coming on and joining us on these Fridays. And enjoy your weekend, and good luck next week.
Thank you much, Matt. I'll look forward to next month visiting with you. Hope everyone stays safe out there today.
All right. Thank you again. And, yeah, we'll talk to you next month. You've been listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Thanks again to Senator Peck, part of our Legislative Fridays. We will take a break. We've got some weather coming up by the News on 6. We'll have Fox News coming up, top of the hour, local news, and then 8 o'clock, I believe, Kyle, you have Skank Insurance at 8:10, and then Open Line as we work our way through a snowy day. Going to be cold, but we'll get above freezing. Enjoy the snow if you got the day off today. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.